As we celebrate this Saturday in honor of Our Lady, who is the Mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which is the Mass for Our Lady of Fatima. And of course, tomorrow we celebrate the great feast of Christ the King. There would be no Christ the King if it were not for the love and obedience and compliance with the will of God of the Most Holy Virgin, the Immaculate Ever-Virgin Mary. And so today, as we prepare on this vigil of the Feast of Christ the King, we need to thank the Blessed Mother for her great love and devotion and obedience to God. In addition, we need to ask the Blessed Mother to convert us as well. There are many people, and of course, where are they? Where the other nine are not saved? But other things are more important. God alone knows what. And we need to put God first. That doesn't seem to get through to anybody, that we need to put God first. God must come before wife or husband, before mother or father, before son or daughter, before brother or sister, before ourselves, before our jobs. And if God doesn't come first, all those other things are null. They will be taken away from us. In addition, today we celebrate the feast of one of the early popes of the Church, Pope St. Evaristus, the only one of that name. Evaristus reigned in the Church for a few years at the end of the first century, the beginning of the second century. So he would have been a Catholic priest and bishop who knew the apostles. So he was in the very, very early years of the Church. And of course, at his time, the Church was severely persecuted, so the Church always recalls him as Pope and Martyr. He put God first, and he's in heaven. Where is God in your life? Is he the bottom of the totem pole? And where will you be then? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.